Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is The Self-Checkout Salvation Aisle is Closed. Humans have always placed a high value on independence. We take pride in our do-it-ourselves approach to almost everything. People love stories about people in need who pick themselves up by their bootstraps. Finally, when it comes to shopping, people seem to just love the self-checkout aisles. Maybe this desire to do everything ourselves leads us to think that we can also overcome our sinfulness on our own. Maybe this leads to thinking that we can save ourselves. We can't. There is no self-checkout aisle for salvation. I spend a great deal of my ministry time interacting with and trying to help Christians who struggle with addictive sinful behaviors. It is easy for people with addictive sin to become consumed by the battle to break free of the addiction. Millions of self-help books are written to give people the step-by-step manual to fix themselves. This leads me to ponder a few questions. First, can we really fix ourselves? Second, through our own efforts, can we eliminate sin from our life? My writings today reflect my musings on these questions. What was the sin of Adam and Eve? At its core, the sin was man's desire to be God. Satan promised that the tree of knowledge had all of the answers. Perhaps Satan was the author of the first self-help book, and the one-step solution was to eat from the tree. What is original sin? A lot has been written about original sin. Some Christians ascribe tightly to this concept. Others have rejected it completely. The theology surrounding original sin is deep and complex. I want you to consider this simple explanation. Maybe the original sin we all wrestle with is our innate tendency to turn our back on God, or in essence, to try to be our own God. And maybe this speaks to the ancient, original burden that all future generations carry within us from our ancestors. Maybe this is the foundation and essence of our human struggle. Simply stated, maybe we can look at original sin as man's desire to live life self-focused, or said differently, to be egocentric. Our fallen sinful nature wants us to see the world as revolving around ourselves rather than revolving around God. The goal of a Christian, then, is to move from being egocentric to theocentric. The journey of a Christian is to move from an inward-focused life to an outward and God-focused life. All of this leads me to a discussion of something known as Pelagianism. Pelagianism is an ancient heresy, and yet, although ancient, it is a trap that many modern-day Christians fall into. It would be virtually impossible to explain all there is to know about Pelagianism in today's letter, so for the sake of brevity, I can say that Pelagianism leads to the belief that man is capable of saving himself. At its core, this heresy puts forth the notion that original sin was not passed on to subsequent generations. Therefore, with this belief, man is not dependent on Jesus for salvation. Man is capable of saving himself. This is a very dangerous trap. To some extent, this concept lies just below the surface of almost every self-help book. Finally, let's get back and take a look at the people who struggle with repetitive sin and addictions. They often fall prey to believing that they only have to work harder and be stronger so that they can eventually, on their own, break free of whatever binds them. This is pure spiritual folly. We are broken people, and we will forever be broken. We will never completely escape the grip of sin on this side of death. We need to be saved, and we cannot save ourselves. First, we must accept that we are sinners. We must understand that we are justified or saved by God's grace. We are told this in Acts, Romans, Galatians, Ephesians, Timothy, Titus, and Hebrews. Jesus did what we can't do. He defeated sin at the cross. When we truly believe this, we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. One of those gifts is self-control. Faith and good works are our response to God's freely given grace. It is only when we are moved by God's grace and filled with the Holy Spirit that we are given a new heart, a new frame of mind, and a new desire that is opposed to our old desires. It is only through grace and the Holy Spirit that we have any chance to attempt to stand against sin. Alone, we can do nothing. There is one more danger in Pelagianism. Once we fall into believing that we are capable of fixing ourselves, then the consequence of this false belief is to become judgmental towards others who we see as being unable to fix themselves. Pelagianism leads Christians to become very Pharisaical. I am not saying that as Christians, we should not work to overcome our flaws and sins. But in the end, what is most important is that we trust and believe in the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, for it was that sacrifice that paid the price for the sins which we just can't seem to avoid. He alone is the Savior. The self-service checkout aisle is closed. Now, will you please pray with me? Father, in your Son, Jesus alone, do I find my salvation. I am weak and sinful and unable to save myself. Send forth your Holy Spirit to protect and strengthen me in my ongoing battle against sin. Amen. Now, before I finish today, I have a very important announcement. Broken Door Ministries has just put into place a pilgrimage to the Holy Lands. It will be conducted February 18th to the 28th, 2019. I want to invite everyone who reads or listens to my Fourth Day Letters to join me in the Holy Lands next February. All of the information is available on our website at brokendoorministries.com. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at brokendoorministries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.